So homes are busy, school bags are being packed, and parents and kids are getting ready for the day ahead. That's exactly why this conversation matters. South African government has approved a new national strategy for children and teens, and it's described as powerfully simple. It focuses on the basics every child needs to thrive: food, safety, care, learning, and healthcare. While many children are better off than before, far too many are still growing up at risk. The strategy says that if we strengthen support for parents and caregivers and get the basics right, not just for children, but for the country as a whole, then things can improve. Joining us now on the line, we've got Masuli Kama, Network Mobilization Lead at Hold My Hand Accelerator for Children and Teens in support of the National Strategy to Accelerate Action for Children. Masuli, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Suleiman, and to your listeners this morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Can you elaborate further on this plan for us?
So the National Strategy to Accelerate Action recognizes, you know, the work that would have been made for the past 30 years. As you're saying, that children are better educated, they are healthier, and they are financially more protected than how their parents were in the last 30 years. But many of them are living in a profound risk. You know, a quarter of our children are stunted, a quarter of them are exposed to violence every day. So this strategy introduces 10 key priorities for children, and these they range from supporting parents and caregivers to care for their children, issues of reducing infant and child deaths, you know, going up to even teenagers. How do we support them and ensure that we link them into, you know, school leavers to work? But with these, then there are then 10 interventions that we think will make the most difference by 2035. And these interventions, you know, they look at, for example, restoring — some of them are government policy, some of them they are not. They talk about restoring even the child support grant to the food poverty line, issues of ensuring that the nutrition therapeutic program is adequately funded, so that all kids, you know, are guaranteed enough food, enough love, enough safety, enough brain power every day of their lives. So the strategy, you know, is a call to action to government to better coordinate and lead programs and mandates as enshrined in the law, but to civil society, to individuals, to churches, and all organized social mobilizers to say, let us put children at the center and look at what can we do together and do better to ensure that we improve progress in terms of children, you know, reaching their full potential and ensuring that they grow to achieve their optimal well-being. So the strategy really is a call to action for everyone, you know, to say, let's see investment in children as an investment for the future. 3,000 children are born, as I was saying, a day in our country. Their life experiences, each and every day they live, will not only inform who they become in the future, but it will inform who we become as a nation in the future.
There are skeptics who will say, you know, the plan sounds good, but what safety measures are there to ensure that it translates into action?
Exactly what I'm saying, you know, and that's why also we exist, you know, as the Hold My Hand campaign, because we've recognized that weakness, that we have these grand policies, but often what lacks is implementation. So what we do as a Hold My Hand campaign, firstly, is to sustain the public engagement. And thank you to Radio Islam for giving us this opportunity. You know, how do we sustain a conversation about the well-being and health of children? And that's what we're doing through public communications, but also through that, how do we support? Because some of these things, they happen in the development happens in the home environment. How do we support caregivers and parents to care for their children? How do we avail resources, you know, such as books for children as young as within the first 1,000 days of life, so that they have access to these? How do we show them how to care, you know, responsibly for their children, listen, play, talk to them, you know. But also what we're doing then with government is looking at where there are gaps and work with civil society to design programs, you know, that will fill the gaps. For example, now in the Western Cape, we're piloting a low birth weight program where government has partnered with DGMT and the Hold My Hand. We're partnering with higher education professionals to look at what could be an intervention, you know, to prevent children that are born with no birth weight, that affects their brain development. So it's a sustained environment where we look at outcomes, and there's monitoring. We're working very closely with the presidency, and from time to time we're going to provide reports on the state of children and how they are improving. How do we use data to inform what must happen next? So Hold My Hand is there to support and making sure that the strategy itself is alive and it is supported and impact is measured from time to time.
Sure. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Sully, and for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day and go well.
You too. Thank you.